Oh, electronic mail.
Hey out there, pod fans. Welcome to Caffeination 015. Yes, that's Caffeination 15, and we're pretty happy to be up here. Most podcasts apparently lose interest and lose subscribers after about podcast 10, after it gets beyond just the friends of the person who's making it. So far, according to my stats at the Podomatic website, we have around 132 subscribers. To all of you who out there who don't know me personally, and even those of some of you who do, thanks for listening, thanks for staying tuned, and tell a friend or two if you like what you hear. We have a good show lined up for you today here at Caffeination. We're going to start things off with the quick hits right now. I'm going to read to you a little bit from one of my old blogs. And you let me know if you like this little story or not, and we might continue on this vein. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the LCDs of the world. All right, LCD is your lowest common denominator. In technology or any other service industry, this is the common term, or at least the one that I use, to describe the basic skill set that you need to work from. This means that at the lowest level of understanding you expect from somebody is to be able to function in life, all right? So in life, this could be if you go to a restaurant, you know how to eat with utensils. If you're driving, it means you know how to turn the car on, you know which one's the gas and which one's the brake. In the computer field, what I like to call the LCD is if a user calls me, I need to assume that certain things are there in order to make my job that much easier, such as being able to turn the computer on, knowing what a disk is, a keyboard, etc., clicking. You get the idea. I never thought that I had a high standard for people to live up to, but every once in a while you meet or interact with someone who is so god-awfully below the level that you currently assume to be an LCD that you can do a little but twitch and make chirping noises. Run into these kind of people all the time, unfortunately. Alright, for God's sake, people, know what a disc is. Know what the word click means. If you have a vague idea of which left and which is right, I might be able to help you, you know? When I say burn a CD, I do not mean to light it on fire, alright? When I say reboot the computer, I do not mean kick it a second time. And when I say drag and drop, do not move your furniture, alright? The last thing, which I have wedged up in my crawl, is the start button. When I'm trying to walk you through something over the phone, and I say click on the start button, it's the button that says start in the lower left-hand corner of your screen, and you can't find that? I mean, we're talking Windows machines. The thing says start. It says plain, five letters, S-T-A-R-N-T. So if you cannot find this button, pack your computer back up and send it back to the manufacturer. For the love of God, get an Etch-A-Sketch and a Speak and Spell, and you will make my life that much easier. This has been your quick hits for Caffeination 15. If you like this kind of a rambling little story, you can email us at caffeination@gmail.com or pzulbox@podomatic.com. Next up from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, we have an Alligator Records recording of an artist that I've seen live. She is a fabulous blues singer. Her name is Marsha Ball, and here we have her song, Big Shot.
Big shot!
Again, that was Marsha Ball and her song Big Shot from Alligator Records and the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. All right, people, it's time for Tech Talk here in the Caffeination. We're going to keep it a little bit shorter today, but all right. First up on Tech Talk, I've had a lot of people come up and ask me lately, what exactly is DRM? It's a little phrase that's been in the news a lot recently, and those of people who are less than tech-inclined have been asking me questions about it. Well, DRM stands for Digital Rights Management. Basically, it's a way for recording artists to stop their content from being used more than they think you should be. For instance, if you buy a song from the iTunes Music Store, you cannot play it on a Creative Movo MP3 player. And vice versa, if you buy a song from Rhapsody or Napster or any of the other music services, you cannot play it on an iPod, because Apple does not license their DRM and will not allow them to install it on there. So it's basically a way for them to limit the amount of times that you can copy this song. It's kind of in response to the whole Napster craze back in like 1996, 1997, where songs were flying around quicker than anything. You can still basically rip a song off a CD and have no problems with it. Why? Because CDs are a general format. Because anything that's labeled a CD player has to be able to play a CD. There is no sound player. There is no player on the market right now that has to, by its standards, be able to play everything that is out there. So this creates some problems. Well, this brings us to the iPod dilemma. Alright, I don't want to misspeak in this, because this article has been misquoted several times, but would like to thank listener Fabrice out there for sending us this little article. Basically, what France is trying to do here is France is trying to make a law so that any... Let me quote exactly. They're trying to force iTunes Music Store to open it so that if you download a song from the iTunes Music Store, you can play it on any MP3 player. Or basically play it on something other than an iPod. Allow Apple to basically license out their version of DRM so that other music players. This may or may not happen. There's a couple different stories about this and how Apple might handle it. For instance, Apple might just simply stop selling music in France. Something that I'm pretty sure the record labels probably won't like, because it means less money for them. And they never really seem to be in favor of that. But this is definitely a story we're going to have to watch here at the Caffeination, because I'm quite interested into how this is going to turn out. And also in the realm of copy protection, just a little quick blurb here before we get on to our caffeine stuff for the day. Well, in gaming news, Sony has delayed the PlayStation 3's launch because of DRM issues. It seems that everybody who's working on the Blu-ray disc, which is the next DVD, the higher format can play high-definition movies and everything, since they're all working on the format still, they haven't figured out exactly what set of standards the Blu-ray discs have to fall into. And since Sony owns the Blu-ray format, they have to wait until it's standardized before they can even begin production of the PS3s. This is interesting, so yeah, we'll see how this plays out in the future again. Now onto the caffeine rage section. I am in love with these two different little products here, so we're just gonna gloss over how silly it might sound, but I'm a fan from time to time of the little powdery cappuccino mixes you get. They're just so damn expensive. I mean, I know I've reviewed one on here which was 59 cents per packet, and that's all good and everything, but I myself, this past week, have been working on something I like to call a fakeuccino. Well, this is all because I happen to love certain kinds of, sorry if you can hear that was my cat jumping around on the computer, but I happen to love instant coffee in certain aspects, in certain lights. Alright, so what I've been doing here is I've been creating my own kind of cappuccino mixture, with mixed results as the case may be, but I think I've gotten it to the point where I'd like to send it out there and see if anybody else would like to try it. So here's what you're going to need. You're going to need a non-dairy creamer of your choice. We're currently using the No Frills Acme brand. You're going to need a sweetener of choice, preferably a powdered one. So if you're going to use sugar, try and crush it a little bit finer, because it works a little bit quicker. You're going to need a kind of instant coffee. This is how you combine the three for the best possible results. Now, this has to be made in this way, because I've tried it a couple other ways and it just kind of falls flat. So what you do is you take your pot of water, you start to boil it. As you're doing this, you take your mug, put it off to the side, put 1 teaspoon of instant coffee, empty your package of sweetener, mine happened to be Splenda, and then you put 2 teaspoons of your non-dairy creamer. After the water has reached a high rolling boil where the teapot is whistling nice and good, you pour all of this in there and do not stir it. Let the water do the stirring for you. What you're going to see develop is a froth across the top. You can place cinnamon on this froth if you so choose, but this is the closest that I have found to come to one of those cappuccino mixtures, and it seems to be a lot less expensive. So we're going to put that out there. I want you to try it and see if you like the fakeuccino and see how anybody thinks of it. You can send your emails to caffeination@gmail.com or pzulbox@podomatic.com. Well, all right. Next up on the caffeine rage section here, we're going to talk a little bit about ice cream. I'm a fan of ice cream. You know, I like it here, I like it there, but I'm also a fan of value, and I frankly would not buy the ice creams currently sold in Starbucks, even though they're called Java Chip and the like, because, well, frankly, they're very expensive. I don't want a tiny bit little thing of ice cream for, $3 or whatever they're charging for it. So when we were walking through Sam's Club the other day, the wife and I, we happened upon a gallon of Starbucks ice cream, the Java Chip variety that I told you about, and it was only like $6. So I could probably sell this on the street outside the Starbucks and make a pretty penny, but I've been keeping it all to myself. Oh my God, is this stuff good. It's like a nice warm cup of coffee, except really cold, if that makes any sense. It has the smoothness, has the richness, has all, the whole texture, you know, the palate texture we're talking about, but it's just so smooth when it goes down. It actually has the same kick as a cup of coffee, so that's been my drink of choice at night. Melts pretty quick too. I was kind of surprised. Usually if I have a little bowl of ice cream off to the side when I'm recording the caffeination, by the time I start recording, by the time I start eating it, it melts down, you know, just a little bit. It might get a little wet looking. This stuff melts down to almost where it looks like a cappuccino itself. So I am in love with this stuff. So let me tell you, if you happen to be out there and you see it, you might want to give it a shot. I don't know if it's worth their current asking price, but then again, I don't know if it was worth $6 to give it a shot, because if it had turned out horribly, where would I be? I'd be out $6 with a gallon full of crap. But I don't think I'm going to be doing that too often. Don't think the wife will let me, but this stuff is so good that I'm going to be enjoying it for a while. All right, last thing we have here today is another song from the PodSafe Music Network. This seems to be kind of a bluesy feel for the day. Again, from Alligator Records, we have Michael Hill's Blues Mob and Why We Play the Blues. So here's from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, Michael Hill's Blues Mob and Why We Play the Blues.
Doesn't help the people on the unemployment line. We've got too many families who need housing, jobs, and food. So we try to tell the story, and that's why we play the blues. Why we play the blues? Kick it now. Life is sweeter when you've got to find romance. But so much stuff is out here, folks are scared to take a chance. So many hearts are lonely, so many hearts confused. Well, this music's good for loving now, and that's why we play the blues. Why we play the blues? One more. Young people face the danger and pressures of the street, and even in the classroom, children packing heat. You got to show them wisdom and the strength that's in our roots. Yes, we do. Well, this music is a bloodline, and that's why we play the blues. Why we play the blues?
like to thank everybody for tuning in here at the Caffeination. We enjoy having you. We'd like to have a little bit of a listener feedback. You can email us at caffeination@gmail.com or pzulbox@podomatic.com. Well, that just about wraps it up here. Hope you enjoyed the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Caffeination. If you didn't hear it, you can go back and download it from our webpage or iTunes or wherever you happen to be downloading this. And stay tuned, because Wednesday or Thursday of this week, we're going to have another Caffeination. We're probably going to be going back to the two-show-a-week format. Seem to have a lot of positive feedback in that direction. So until next time, stay caffeinated, people.
Deleted!